Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's the final 9-to-5 Google Daily for the week, this time for January 31st, 2020. And this is our bite-sized rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. The Google ADT 3 streaming dongle is now available to purchase for $79. And for those of you wondering what the hell that even is, the ADT 3 dongle is a developer kit for Android TV. It comes with Android 10, which means it's one of the first with the latest OS build, comes with the remote and is pretty basic as far as looks go. It does include 2GB of DDR3 RAM, 8GB of internal storage, and weighs in around 50 grams. Better still, the general public can pick it up even though it is a developer box, although we wouldn't suggest that you do simply from a usability standpoint. A couple of bits of Huawei news to discuss as the under fire Chinese firm moved up to second place in the worldwide shipment standings for 2019. That's all even despite US trade bans. They managed to overtake Apple but still sit behind Samsung in the global leaderboard. It's worth noting that 60% of all Huawei shipments were actually to Chinese buyers, which shows homegrown faith in the brand. However, an Austrian rep for Huawei suggested that even if Google Mobile Services access was reinstated, that they would probably press ahead with their own OS plans. The statement isn't echoed by the rest of the company though, as backpedaling has ensued, and it seemed to be a misunderstanding as Huawei released a statement confirming their desire to continue using the Android ecosystem and reinstating Google Mobile Services should the ban be lifted. Google Chrome on iPhones and iOS is set to disable the payment requests feature in March due to mounting security and user experience challenges. Google has announced that for the sake of security, they're moving away from payment request method and will replace it with a payment handler API, which allows both native apps and web apps to be registered with your browser as your preferred way to make online payments. In wake of the recent coronavirus outbreak, Google has now activated SOS alerts after the World Health Organization declared it a global health emergency. Searching for coronavirus will now bring up information, help articles, and advisory info, including safety tips for those concerned about the illness. Google will also update information as needed and as deemed relevant to help make access to the right information that bit easier. And finally, if you think you know your Chromecast, then think again, as we have a dedicated tips and tricks rundown that was created by yours truly. There are some neat tips that you probably weren't aware of, and there are some cool ways to enhance your experience with the home streaming device, so go check that out when you get the chance to do so. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with their very best deals on Google Gear and more for this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys include the Moto G7 Power at $180. That's a $70 savings from the regular going rate, and one of the best offers we've tracked all time. You can also grab the unlocked Moto G7 Play with 32GB of storage for $130, which is down from the usual $200 price tag. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized rundown of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.